Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Spencer Johnson is a man with an MD behind his name from the Royal College of Surgeons. But Dr. Johnson has attained far more success through his homey but pointed little books, including The One-Minute Manager and Who Moved My Cheese. He helps people keep their focus, something that's not an easy task in a world of multitasking and greater responsibilities every year. In his little book, The Present, he tells a simple story of an old man and a boy who grew closer together as the lad approaches adulthood. The old man talks about the present as though it was a particular kind of a gift. The lad, though, didn't understand what the present was all about. Then, over a period of time, he discovered that the present is a gift. It is the understanding that living in the present is taking full advantage of the moment. In simple terms, the present is now. So what's so impressive about that? Pretty simple, you say. But the reality is most people do not live in the present because they make two major mistakes that keep them from succeeding. Mistake number one, they're living in the past, replaying the game tape in their mind, thinking about the mistakes they've made, the opportunities they missed, the glorious things they used to do. You know the fish story gets longer and more protracted the more times it's told. Another version is, the older I get, the better I used to be. Of course. Mistake number two that people make is they miss the present because they're focused on the future. They're planning for tomorrow, thinking about the big time which has eluded them so far. The knight in shining armor who's going to sweep into her life and relieve her of the drudgery of clerking in a smoke-filled office. Or meeting the woman who is such a knockout that your heart will leap within you. Tomorrow. Forget today. Let's just get through today, awaiting the big one that's still out there. Want to know how to avoid both of those mistakes? In the few moments that remain, here's how to capture today. First, get paper and pencil and write down the most important tasks that confront you today. Write it down. Don't worry about next week or next month. Simply focus on the 24 hours that lie ahead of you. Now here's where you narrow your scope and interest. Prioritize that list of what's important today. You can't do everything. You aren't Superman or Superwoman. You don't walk on water, and you can only do one thing at a time, so you have to decide. Remember, a parade of just two cars can't happen until you decide which one goes first. Streets are too narrow. So are the time constraints of our lives. Finally, and this puts you into business, three words. Focus, focus, focus. Why three reminders? You get easily distracted, interrupted, annoyed, and forgetful. The flip side of focus is to eliminate as many of the distractions and interruptions you possibly can. Multitasking is great. No, it's an evil that keeps you from doing what is most important. It's a distraction that pulls you different ways and keeps you from succeeding in the present. A final thought. Today is the only day that is really yours. Yesterday is past. Tomorrow has not come. Today is the day filled with God, His love for you, His purpose for you, and His help. There is forgiveness for the past and hope for tomorrow, but the only division of eternity that is within your grasp is from the rising of one sun to the rising of the sun the next day. It's yours today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.